and welcome to the Composer's Life podcast. I'm Nadia, your host, and I'm officially graduating from Berklee College of Music today, which is insane, and I will have a degree in film scoring. I'm a composer, and I'm starting out my career, so this podcast is a bit about what's going on with me and things I'm learning, things about composers and composing, advice, interviews, resources, all of what you could think of that would encompass a composer and what they do. So go ahead and keep listening if that would interest you. And please follow so that you can be notified when new episodes are uploaded. So I don't have any new updates as I'm graduating today. So yeah, that's where I'm at with music. I'm also going on vacation for a bit, but I will keep releasing podcasts in the meantime. So I guess with that very short introduction, I'll just get into what I'd like to discuss today. I'd like to talk about a really important aspect of learning new things in composition and music, and that is transcribing a piece of music that's already been written by ear and just going through all of the steps of how to do that and what I do when I do that and what I've learned from it, basically. I think it's an excellent way to learn new music theory, to learn instrumentation, and to learn different techniques with different instruments, just depending on what you're transcribing. So you could transcribe anything from like a trumpet solo to a piano solo to a jazz piece to a huge orchestral piece to whatever you could think of. And it will really help challenge you and your ear, and you'll start picking out things in the music you listen to, or like even learn things, again, about the instruments that you're transcribing for that maybe you didn't know one instrument could do this thing that you are listening to, or whatever that might be. It's just a great way to get better at composing. It's also helped me understand how other composers have put together their pieces, and it inspires me as well as I'm learning different genres or music that I really love. So I definitely suggest doing this if you want another thing you could do day to day to study. The piece that I want to go through is called Adagio for Strings, Opus 11 by Samuel Barber. You've probably heard this piece before if you're not familiar with it by name. And I just love this piece. I've loved this piece from the first time I heard it. It's just so emotional and dramatic and everything. And everything it's been used for, like whether that be like movies or dances or whatever, have just been so beautiful to me. And I just love this piece. So I thought it would be a great one to do. And it has like so many beautiful chords and tensions, and the strings, the way they move up gradually throughout the piece, it's just so beautiful. So I've already transcribed this piece, but I'm going to go through what I did step by step, the process that I took in transcribing it, so that you can maybe get a better idea of how to do that yourself, or if you need help in whatever area, you can kind of have a step-by-step guide to what to do. So the first step would definitely be to pick a piece. So this just depends on what your goal is. I just simply needed a piece to do, and I loved this piece again, like I said, so I thought it would be a good one. Maybe you want to learn more about harp, so you pick a piece with harp, or maybe you want to be better at classical music, so you could pick something like that, or maybe you want to learn about strings, like this piece, so you pick something for strings, or maybe you just really like a soundtrack or a certain composition or a composer, so you can really base your choice off of anything. Just pick a piece to do and to learn from. And then after that, I listen to the piece. Well, I guess get all your tools you need. So I don't look at any of the notes or the score while I'm transcribing, because I really want it to be basically giving myself homework. I want to be challenging myself to figure out what the notes are, because I know that it helps me a lot, and it helps my musical ear and everything. So I make sure that I have staff paper, that I have a pencil and an eraser because you will make so many mistakes, and that I have a video or sound, like soundtrack of some kind, that I can easily find my place. I don't have perfect pitch, which is basically you can hear a note and know exactly what note's being played. I don't have that. So it takes me a few tries to figure out what notes are being played. And I also use a piano. So I'll sit down, listen to the piece, and try and find the notes on the piano since I can't hear them and know exactly what they are. Anyways, my point for the video is it's a good idea. I used a YouTube video. It was just easy to know where I was timing-wise, so I could easily go back and listen to a section over and over again, which I would suggest doing because, it's just part of that process. So have everything you need, have your piece, and then just listen to the entire piece is the next step. So, and maybe make note of, does the key change? Like, what sections are there? What do you think the tempo is, or the time signature? What do you think the key is? Just all of those kind of overall notes for the form of the piece and what it's doing and all of that. So I also only transcribed 3 minutes of this piece because it is very repetitive as it goes on, even though it's growing. And I felt like 3 minutes was an adequate amount of time for me to get out of it what I'd like. So that's what I had decided. So anyways, I listened to this piece, and let me just get my notes here because I have them, the transcribed piece that I did right in front of me. And I had the hardest time figuring out what the key signature was. So I put 3-4, which was completely wrong, but that's okay. I had to start somewhere. And for the instrumentation, I put 2 violins, 1 viola, a cello, and a bass. So I even went so far as to not even know how many strings exactly we're playing and kind of try and guess. And that's kind of what I guessed based off of string ensembles that I know. If you're doing a bigger piece of music with a bunch of instruments and orchestra, it might be helpful to know what the instrumentation is. But if you'd like to challenge yourself to see if you can hear and figure out what instruments are being played, that is completely fine to do as well. So I kind of laid it out. Again, I put 3-4, which was terribly wrong, put the instrumentation out, and then I didn't figure out the key at first. I just decided to go, like, do it as I went. So I just wrote in all of the accidentals as I went, like the flats and the sharps and whatever else there was. So I felt like this piece, it has a few sections, like it's split into sections, and every time it starts over, it starts with a certain chord and it grows, and then throughout the entire piece, it gets higher and more intense until the end. So that's kind of the form. That's a very rough draft form, but that's kind of what I heard as I listened to it. So I had that, wrote it all out, and then I just started right into it. So I'm going to play the beginning for you right here so that you can hear what I'm even talking about if you don't even know what piece it is. I won't play the whole thing, but just a bit of it so that you can hear. So I'll play that now. Okay, so after listening to that, I listened again and I picked a line that I could easily pick out. So usually for me, that's either the bass line or the melody line because I can hear exactly what that's doing and where it's going, and figure out what the notes are a little bit easier than trying to do everything at once. So I'm going to start with the bass line of what I got. So I'll play that for you on piano now. those are just the first few measures. And I did not get them that quickly, like in a split second. It definitely took me a few listens to get even that many notes. So that was the baseline that I heard. And then I went back and I kind of tried to figure out the melody because that was another easy line to pick out. So I'll play what I got for that. All right, so that is the same amount as the baseline. So I try to match up how many measures I do at a time and kind of block it into sections in my mind. So I probably realistically only blocked it into two measures. If you can hear right here, the bass goes from one note to the next. I probably just tried to figure out that one or two measures before I moved on to the next. So that's what realistically it would look like. I'm just doing a little bit more for you as we go. So I have the bass line, I have my melody line, and then I try to just, this song particularly was difficult to figure out exactly what notes were being played in the in-between because it all blended together a lot. And as I went on in the song, I did worse, but I just tried to get the general chord that was being played from the bass to the melody, what chord and notes were being played on those in-betweens. So I'll play those for you. Okay, so basically I started with the bass and then I got my melody and then I did those in-between chords and then I played it out on piano with everything. So that's what I would consider the very beginning section to sound like as I'm going through and transcribing this. And I probably played it a few times as well with the actual music because sometimes those in-between notes or the bass line or whatever doesn't quite match up. And when I play it with the recording, I can hear that something is out of line and try and go back and figure out what is wrong. So that's like a very condensed version of what I do. Keep in mind, it takes me about 40 minutes to transcribe 1 minute of music. So it does take long and it is a grueling process. It gets easier as you go and your ear starts to pick up and hear things that it didn't before. So don't be intimidated. You can do this, I promise. But yeah, it does take practice, and I would suggest maybe starting with something more simple and going up with time. So I'm just going to play, just to wrap this part up, I'll play you the introduction again, well, the beginning, and then I'll play it on piano. All right, so after listening to that, I move on to the next section. And again, I did that for 3 minutes worth of music. So after all of that, I went back through and I wrote in the chords that, so for example, that first block I put as an E flat major chord. So I went through and put the chords in from what I was hearing. And then I actually found the score in a YouTube video online, and I paused on each page as it went through the music and edited everything. Well, edited like I had a red pen and went through and marked up everything that I had done that was incorrect or whatever. So again, time signature was completely wrong. I put 3-4. It was actually 4-2. Quite different. My instrumentation was correct, and there were just a few notes in the in-between that I had to change up. So I was perfectly happy that I had found the chords, because those in-between notes were really hard again to hear. But yeah, I just went through and edited all of those notes in my on my score. You can hear me flipping the pages because I'm just looking through. And just kind of seeing what I heard and what I didn't, and anything else that I had made a mistake on, just so I could figure out and learn from this process. So that's kind of the end of where the transcription process is. Sounds short right now, but it does take a few days of practice. If you want to take it one step further to learn a little bit more with the technology side, you could open a DAW. And I talked about this last week, but it's just a digital audio workstation. Open your DAW up and put those virtual instruments in that you're doing the piece for. So I would, again, put in two violins, a viola, a cello, and a bass, and, or I guess sections of each of those. And I would actually play in the notes and then try to mix it to make it sound realistic. And that kind of just helps you go even further in the process and learn so many other things like mixing and recording and whatever else it is that you can get from that. So I didn't do it with this piece, but I have done it with others, and it is really good exercise. So I hope that you could take something away from that, and that helped you in some way get an idea for things that you could do to study and improve your own composing and music knowledge. Again, it's a long process, but it's definitely worth it. And trust me, I don't know why. You just feel so good after transcribing. You're just like, wow, that was hard, but I did that. So if you can do that, you can do anything, it feels like. So yeah, that's all I have for you today. I hope it was helpful. Again, I'm repeating myself. But have a great week, and I will talk to you next week.